Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Maggie Helgeland, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now there was a royal official whose son was ill in Capernaum. When he heard that Jesus had arrived in Galilee from Judea, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, who was near death. Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The royal official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "You may go, your son will live." The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. While the man was on his way back, his slaves met him and told him that his boy would live. He asked them when he began to recover. They told him, "The fever left him yesterday, about 1 p.m. The father realized that just at that time Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." And he and his whole household came to believe. So there's a lot packed into this one gospel, and I didn't even read all of it. So there's so many different things that I could share, so many different things that struck me. But what seems to be this overarching theme, very glaringly obvious in this passage, is the fact that this man comes to Jesus with a petition. And Jesus simply says to him, "You may go, your son will live." We don't see any other reactions, interactions beyond this. And it just says the man believed what Jesus said to him and left. And so I think of myself, and if I were to enter into this story as the royal official, when Jesus said, "You may go, your son will live," I would say, "No, no." And I'd grab him by the hand and say, "You're coming with me until I'm sure that you've actually healed him or that he will actually live." So I think a lot of the time I can fall into this category that Jesus addresses a little bit earlier in the gospel, where he says, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will not believe." And I think how often do so many of us fall into those ways of thinking, saying, "Lord, I will not believe unless I see it." But we see also in this man, in believing what Jesus said and leaving, he's letting go. He's saying, "Not only do I believe that God can do this, but I'm letting go of control in this situation. And I'm leaving. I've expressed my petition to the Lord. I have journeyed there to talk to him. And I go back home, trusting that it will be taken care of in some matter." And so I'm reading this and reflecting on it and thinking to myself, wow, sometimes I just don't have that faith. I don't have that trust that when I come to the Lord with a petition or I ask him for some sort of healing, some sort of grace, I leave that time of prayer just thinking, well, it's probably not going to happen anyway. When I should be able to go to prayer and say, "Lord, I present this to you," but in doing so, I'm also laying this at your feet and I'm letting go of it. And when he responds, "Maggie, I'm going to take care of everything," then I should just say, "I believe you." And when I leave that time of prayer, I leave that. I'm no longer trying to control it. And it's funny because sometimes I can get a little bit down on myself in this area saying, "Geez, why don't I have this faith? Why don't I have this trust?" It's the same story all the time. We ride those highs and lows, and all of a sudden we fall down and we have to get picked back up. And so I started to think of times where I did feel confident in this faith and in this trust in our Lord. And a really silly example, but it kept coming up, was when I studied in Rome, Italy, for a semester during college. One of the things that was sort of a life-altering thing as far as the everyday life goes was having to use public transportation. So growing up in the Midwest, small town, all of that stuff, never used it, never really had to. And all of a sudden, that's how we were going to get from our campus to the center of the city. To get to really anywhere else we wanted to go, we had to take public transportation. But anybody who knows Rome knows that the transportation system is not reliable. It's very unorganized, never on time, all of this stuff. So it drives a person like me nuts because I have no control over it. And when I need to be somewhere, it's not a guarantee that it's going to come on time or that I'm going to be on time, no matter how far in advance I plan ahead. And a lot of us, a lot of my classmates and I came into this semester with that same mentality of like, oh my gosh, like, when's the bus going to come? We need to go. But it was beautiful to watch this shift over the semester. And I noticed this change in myself too, where I was able to just like go and say, you know, I trust that I'm cared for. I trust that the bus is going to come and I'm going to get where I need to be when I need to be there. And that was something that I desired so much to apply to all other areas of my life because I don't have control and I need to be able to just say to the Lord, even on a bigger scale, would say to him, Lord, I need the bus to come because I need to get somewhere. But then leave it at that. Believe that he'll care for me and then enjoy being present with my classmates at the bus stop rather than sitting there looking at the bus schedule and worrying about everything. And so through this gospel, I think the Lord is challenging us to trust in him beyond our sight. Trust in him beyond his works that may or may not happen or come about in the way that we would like. He's asking us to trust in him and to believe him at his word when he says, I will care for you. I will take care of you. I will take care of this intention, maybe not in the way that you expect, but I care for you and I will care for this. So let's close in a prayer today, asking the Lord to enter into our hearts and give us the grace to truly let go so that he may work, but we may believe him and go about our way trusting that we are cared for. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift of the Gospels. We thank you for the ways that we can encounter you through them. And Lord, we ask that you would enter into our hearts today, that you would continue to purify them. Help us to let go of the things that we hold on to so tight. And give us the grace to truly trust in you and to believe you at your word without having to see the end result. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.